The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so you've been hearing this other voice today, and as annoying as it is, she's here for the rest of the show.
Oh my God, that's so cruel.
I know. Welcome to the party. So it's Tori. Are we saying your whole name? We've just been saying Tori and for Aaron, but do you want your whole, like, you're known as your whole name.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Say so the whole name. Tori Schulman.
Schull?
Yeah, Schull, like your shoulder hurts.
Okay, Schulman.
Yeah.
I've never said your whole name.
Well, it's actually Victoria.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, Tori's short
Victoria.
For... Victoria.
Whoa.
I've never even thought of that.
This is the moment. Can I just say, I remember having this exact thing with Liam at one point.
What's the real name of Liam? William?
Yeah, well, nobody.
It just came up with that. Is that true?
Yes. Because everybody thinks William gets shortened to Will or Bill.
Billy, right.
Or Billy or Willie or whatever. But Liam is another thing.
Didn't know.
That one's a harder stretch. Not knowing that Tori came from Victoria, that's rough.
I just thought Tori was a name.
I just thought Tori was its own thing.
Yeah.
No.
It doesn't stand alone. Oh, okay. Now, there's a difference between Tori with an I and Tori with a Y.
See, that's what I was thinking.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you're someone that it can end in an I or your name ends in a Y, you're two different people.
Really?
Yeah. So the Ys to me, I don't know. I feel like I bond a little bit better with them, a little more serious.
No.
The Ys, a little flighty.
Victoria doesn't have a Y in it.
Correct. It's
so
not.
So then you've changed the spelling of your name in the...
However, I was named as a Victory. Okay.
To what?
Mm. For now we're going to get sad.
Victoria is victory?
Yes.
Oh.
Do you want to know something crazier?
I'm learning everything.
Beethoven's fifth is dun, 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 dun. And that is Morse code for the letter V for victorious and five. Dot, 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 dash.
Ooh.
Did that help anybody or did I ruin
I played a little Beethoven this morning on the xylophone with my daughter. So
you don't have a
if
xylophone.
You need to step out, Slacker, okay, we can keep this conversation.
I will step out.
You're not needed.
The first thing I need to say is, if you're freaking out that Aaron's gone, Aaron is on a trip to London.
She's not gone forever. Should we say hello to her, perhaps in a British accent?
No, please, God.
That I practiced this morning?
Yeah. Do you?
Me,
yeah.
me.
Please don't.
Me. Okay.
Just do
ready?
It.
Ready? Here we go. Hello, Aaron. That's Cockney. Or if she's in High London, hello, Aaron.
Mm.
Hello. Do they not have H's in London?
Oh, my God.
All right. So you may know Tori from such porn films as... No.
Did you know?
You're unemployed is what you are.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
I mean,
salt in the wound.
Yeah, I know. This is...
Kidding.
So Tori and I have, like, we've drank and... seemingly solve the world problem. Like,
I don't know why we are. We have an administration. We had a whole thing ready.
I have a bone to pick with you about the last time we went drinking, but ooh. I might say no. Nah, we'll
cover I can't
it in a
sit
second.
With it now.
No. Well, here's the problem.
Okay.
We went to Avanti, right? Like it's kind of a food hall concept.
Okay.
And she's like gonna bring. I let her like not let. That feels very
no. You can let
domineering. I will allow you to select my alcoholic beverage for the evening. I'm like, let's just like our first drink. Like, go get after it.
So she was just gonna pick both.
Yes,
or each other's. She each got both.
Everything. She's everything. Gonna come back with the first round.
Okay. Yep, I'm the first round girl.
Okay.
So she like comes out and she's like shot in a beer, and I'm like, sure. So she comes over with a shot with a lime in it and not a beer.
Yeah.
High noon.
Okay.
So I'm gonna muscle through the high noon.
I have a little muffin top for anyone who wants to know.
That doesn't matter.
And I want to lose the weight
great.
While imbibing. Continue. Apologies.
Okay. Diak.
Yeah.
There's a shot with a lime in it. What is that shot?
Tequila.
Of course it is.
Yeah. That's what
uh-huh.
else? Okay.
Okay. It was vodka.
What? With a
I know.
With a lime.
And I didn't know it till it was in my throat. That it was vodka.
And then you took the shot.
I can't believe you go with a lime. What's wrong with a lime with vodka?
Because the implication is if there's a lime, it's tequila.
I
there
see.
Is, if you I don't see. Specifically say, It's like when you're at a buffet and you're like, oh man, this potato salad is going to be so good. And you put it in your mouth, you're like, that's egg salad.
Totally.
And you're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I just got duped by eggs. Mm-hmm.
How dare you?
How dare the eggs do that?
It can even be something you like. Like, I love root beer and I love Coke, but if I think I'm drinking a Coke and I have a sip of root beer, it's
Thank you.
It takes me off guard.
It does. Okay, now I should have prefaced this, or prefaced, both are good, but there was no salt on the rim. So I thought, okay, maybe that would clue you in.
Or maybe you should have just said
it. I should have said it.
Right. And also, maybe you should take this opportunity
to change to tequila.
To apologize to me.
I need to apologize for my free vodka shot. How dare you?
And then, despite seeing me wince and thrash around on the floor, sometime later, she got another round of vodka shots.
Well, if you're trying to introduce someone to a new cuisine, let's say a caviar, a pate, if you will, you got to try it more than once, no?
Yeah.
Hold up. In this scenario, vodka is a new cuisine like caviar?
Well, it's within the Russian, whole thing. And for some reason, I stuck with vodka since University of Michigan.
Really?
Yeah. That's the saddest part about this whole thing. It came from lemon drop shots.
Okay. Yeah.
Does everyone get that now?
I do.
Yes. Everyone feels me.
But that's good. Lemon drop, good. No. Straight vodka, bad.
Lemon drop equals sugar. Vodka equals Tori happy.
So all this is about your muffin top that you don't have?
So now I'm unemployed.
I have a muffin top. Because, all right, yes. So explain who you are to the people who don't know.
Hi, everyone. I'm so honored and thrilled to be here. I'm not taking Erin's spot. Her spot's left open.
Is it still here? She'll be back. So where do we know you from?
So you know me from Daily Blast Live, which was the number one show in Denver. It's nationally syndicated. I was the adorable sort of big, busty.
Oh, you were the cute blonde girl.
There's actually a cuter blonde girl. I was the second cutest blonde girl on there.
Oh, you were the gray-haired guy.
That's Jeff.
Okay.
I was sort of the loud.
You're the comedian.
No, he's black. His Al.
Oh,
that's okay. Al. Right. And I wasn't Erica, who also speaks beautifully. I was the other one.
Erica used to work here.
Erica did, and she's unbelievable human being, and so I look up to her a lot. So I'm the other one on the end. They always stuck me on the end.
Can you say why they blew up your show, or do you even know?
I just will say that we were doing well, and our viewership was up, but I think that broadcast media is changing rapidly as we speak. And I think the company wanted to switch over to maybe something else.
Okay.
Tactful and diplomatic.
That was really nice. All right. Is there anything else we should know about you before we go get vodka shots?
Oh my God. Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, there's not much left of the show.
Can we start
drinking?
I guess. Yeah. I got a water bottle of vodka since my college days too.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So a couple minutes ago, we told you about Tori, who's sitting in for...
Erin.
Thanks.
Oh my gosh.
I started drinking vodka. It's hard to remember stuff. What are we doing?
You're slacker.
Okay. Wait, I'm slacker?
That's the show.
How did this happen? So Tori's sitting in for Erin, who will return on Monday. And Tiek is jumping up and down in the other room saying, there's somebody we have to talk to who... is struggling because she recognized your voice. So I don't know what this is going to be.
This is huge.
But Andrea?
Yai.
What are you calling for?
Okay. So I am a math teacher and I know Tori from her math videos back in the day. Because I thought I was losing my mind during COVID when I was home and I saw you on daytime TV. I'm like, how do I know this lady? She made the math videos for Big Ideas back in the day. And all
What
the
are you talking about?
Oh,
is this a real thing?
My love, I can't believe she recognized me from that. Yes, I would
I do. I appreciate them.
Oh my God, what a sweetheart. I would help people be like, I wonder how tall this wall is. Let's figure that height out by the Pythagorean theorem. And then we would like take a string and try and figure out how to measure things. And it went out to every California public school. And it was me. I know nothing about math.
But that you had a script, so you were just being the talking head for math crap.
I can't believe this.
Are you?
Yes. What a lovely call.
You recognize her voice? Not.
I love her.
I need confirmation on what I'm going to ask you right now, Andrea. And don't you dare be nice. Is it ground into your brain in a positive way? Or is it
positive.
There's that
there
wench
like
who taught me math?
No, there were like four of these actors, and they would do like the intro video for the unit to like get the kids excited about math.
Totally.
And it got the kids curious about math. It's all the middle school curriculum, but we use it here in Colorado too.
Oh, this is so, I didn't know this. And then I'd take a hot dog and be like, how do I make this hot dog cooked using the sun? And then we would spend hours in the sun with this hot dog. But it was math and science and fun and cool.
So you're the original Bill Nye?
Yeah, you went around like a racetrack and you cooked an you used an oven.
Yes, this woman, yes. This is
so
amazing.
Are you a teacher?
Yes.
She's a math teacher.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry, you said that up front, but I was like, I thought that was just a flex.
No.
I didn't realize that's what the point of this call was.
What a darling. First off, I'm obsessed with teachers. Second off, I just love anyone who loves me. So this is big.
Oh my God. Do you guys want to meet later for shots of vodka?
Yes, please.
After Thanksgiving, during Thanksgiving break. I got 1 week to go.
Oh, boo-boo, I'm with you. That is lovely.
Oh my God, Andrea.
Love fest.
And now we know something about Tori we didn't know.
Big Ideas. That was the name of it.
All right. That is an incredible moment in radio history.
Thank you, love.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.